I call this February 8th, 2017, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. I'm Chairman Harker, and I'll be presiding over tonight's meeting. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Yes. Gackman?
Present.
Goins is absent. Juarez?
Here.
Markham?
Here.
Olson?
Here.
Vineyard?
Here.
And Harker?
Here. All right. The previous meeting minutes, can I get a motion to approve the meeting minutes from January 18th, 2017, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved.
Can I get a roll call vote on the motion, please?
Yes. Juarez?
Yes.
Markham?
Abstain.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Gackman?
Yes.
And Harker?
Yes. The minutes are approved. Okay, moving on here to the citizen comments for tonight. If there's any citizens present that would like to make a comment on any topic that's not on the agenda for tonight, you're more than welcome to do so. If you'd like to. Do we have anybody present that would like to do that? Any comments not on the agenda? Okay, seeing there's none, we'll move on to the next item here. We're going to go to the public hearings portion of the meeting. There is one item on the public hearing agenda for tonight's meeting for the Planning and Zoning Commission. The purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from the members of public regarding the proposed request that is being considered before the board tonight. Public testimonies from persons who wish to speak may be for or against the request, or to ask questions of the petitioner regarding the request being heard. Those persons wishing to testify are asked to speak clearly, one at a time, state your name, and who you represent, if anyone. You are also asked to sign in at the podium or on the clipboard if it's been made around, coming around. If you plan to speak during tonight's public hearing as a petitioner or a member of the public, please stand, raise your right hand, and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Jordan Dorsey.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To test the testimony that I will present at this hearing.
The testimony I'll present at this hearing.
Is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you. You can be seated. All right, so the order for the testimony will be as follows. The petitioner is going to make their presentation, and then those who wish to speak in favor of the request being heard, those people that would speak in opposition of the request, and then any questions from the Planning and Zoning Commission to the petitioner. May I have a motion to open the public hearing on petition number PZC 2017-01?
Second.
Awesome. Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Juarez?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Gackman?
Yes.
Harker?
Yes. Okay. PZC 2017-01, Dover Development LLC petitioner, has filed an application with the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, requesting authorization of an amendment to an existing Cannonball Trails planned unit development and annexation agreement for the purpose of constructing a new two-story assisted living with memory care facility. The petitioner seeks to amend the previously approved exhibits in the planned unit development to incorporate a revised conceptual site plan and to allow for all uses that are currently permitted in the B1 local business district, B2 retail commerce district, business district, O office district, specifically and without limitation to the assisted living and memory care, adult daycare facilities, and medical office uses. Okay, awesome. So is the petitioner present and ready to give your presentation?
My name is Jordan Dorsey. I'm with Dover Development.
I want to thank you all for your time tonight. I serve on one of these in Southern Illinois, so I know it means an evening away from family, and we appreciate it. So Dover Development, as you've seen in your packets, is proposing assisted living and memory care at Cannonball Trail and Highway 34. Just a quick summary of our project, 73-unit assisted living and memory care. So the memory care portion will be 20 units, the assisted living will be 53 units. So Dover and Cedarhurst Living, which is our management company, and will be operating this building, it'll be known as Cedarhurst of Yorkville. We are a developer, owner, and operator of assisted living communities. Here in the northern part of the state, we have a project going on in Naperville right now. We're primarily a St. Louis developer in Kansas City. So we're really excited to be here. I know Dave's got a little more details to show you on the building. So this is kind of what it looks like, and we're happy to answer any questions and address any concerns anybody has tonight.
Good evening, David Schultz with HR Green, representing Dover Development. I am the civil engineer. I'm here to answer any questions you may have regarding the development concept plan. And we'll give you any other additional information you may have.
Can you turn up the mic?
Is the mic on?
Oh, you want to get some? Yeah, please do. Okay.
Hello?
It's not on, typically. Just hold it.
Should I just have you? Okay. I'm going to have asked staff if they'd kind of give more of a, you know, fill us in with some more details on it.
Okay, this project is located on the northeast corner of Cannonball Trail and Veterans Highway, Parkway rather. It is about 6.7 acres, depending on if you're including the area that's a little bit north, or 6.1 acres. It was originally annexed and with a PUD in August of 2000. At that time, it was a commercial land use that was going in, and that agreement was then amended in 2008 to expand the commercial footprint with multiple users on the site. And since that time, there was a final plat approved for this project with a PUD plan attached to it. Nothing happened in the development of that project, so things kind of sat for a while. The developer tonight approached the city with a proposal for a assisted living and memory care facility, about 65,000 square feet. It's a two-story unit. Dover representative mentioned, it'll be about 73 units. As part of that structure, they're going to adhere to all of the setback requirements for the B2 district. So the original plan had a B2 underlying zoning as a planned unit development. They're going to continue that B2 land use for the assisted living care. There will be some ancillary uses within the building that will be specifically for the tenants or the residents of the building. And there's a proposal for a future separate building to the north of this. You could show the site plan of the approved building and parking area. And to the north, there'll be a separate future building, which they're proposing at this time to be office. They don't know for sure what the use will be, but it'll be consistent with what's permitted in the office, the B1 and the B2 zoning district. They are asking for relief only in regards to the signage for the site. They're proposing three signs for the site. As part of the request, those signs, staff has recommended that two of the signs be allowed initially with the primary use, which is the assisted living facility, and that one sign would be at the intersection of Cannonball and 34, and the other one just a little bit north. There's a third sign proposed, and staff is asking that that sign does not be installed until such time that that second building and second access drive is constructed, so we won't have that issue. In regards to traffic and parking, the original commercial plan for this development had a deceleration lane headed that would be west on Cannonball, on 34, turning onto Cannonball Trail. In regards to the trip generation for this type of land use, it'll be less than was anticipated for commercial land use. So our engineer and staff felt that that desal lane is not necessary. Trips generated from this site will only be for those visiting loved ones in the facility or for shift changes of employees. And Jordan can talk to the maximum number of employees at any one time for the facility. And that would be approximately.
Yeah, sure. Total employees for the building on overall for shifts would be somewhere in the 40 range. So there will be no more staff in the building at any given time. Probably around 10, 12, 15 as a maximum. And then another point to make is that 20 units of the building are memory care. So if you're not familiar with memory care, it's specifically designed for residents with Alzheimer's or related dementias. And so specifically, it's a secure wing of our building and it'll be in the rear portion of the first floor. And the distinction between memory care and the assisted living, like I said, all residents have some form of dementia, most likely Alzheimer's. That portion of the building is specially locked down, and the staff is all trained by the Alzheimer's Association, specifically to deal with residents that have dementia. The reason I point that out is none of the residents that are in that unit, obviously, none of them will be driving. So very few of our residents, even in the assisted living, have vehicles. So what we're really talking about, like Christy said, are, you know, a few visitors here and there during the daytime, and then the shift changes would be no more than, you know, 10 vehicles at a time.
As far as parking accommodations off-site that are being provided, the city code requires a half parking space per dwelling unit, which ends up being about 37 spaces. The petitioner is offering to provide 46 spaces, so they are meeting and exceeding that requirement. Based off of trip generations and what capacity is allowed right now on Cannonball Trail and 34, we see that there's no need for any rollway configuration and the capacity is sufficient to accommodate the minimal increase in traffic generated from the site. Stormwater management is being addressed in a dry detention basin on the south of the property, just south of the building, which would be adjacent to US 34. The property naturally drains in that direction. There's also a storm sewer currently exists in that southeast corner of the property. That will be engineered and reviewed by our engineer for capacity, but we don't feel like there should be any issues in regards to capacity. Public utilities exist to the site already. The property is immediately accessible to public sewer and water. There is an existing 16-inch water main located on the west frontage of Cannonball Trail, which they will connect to, and an existing 15-inch sanitary sewer line located along the north side of Cannonball Trail, which the petitioner will also connect to. They will also not impact the capacity right now for YBSD, which is the sanitary district, which will be taking in sanitary. The existing conditions around the site, the north is a single family residential development, to the south again is the US 34, which is major arterial, and then the Cimarron Ridge commercial development. To the east remains undeveloped, and that's in Kendall County, and then to the west again is a minor arterial roadway, which is Cannonball Trail, and then the Kendall Marketplace development. With the transition of residential to the north and commercial both being to the south and to the west, this type of use fits in with density as well as land use as a nice transition into from that commercial or the high traffic transportation land uses. It gradually gets you to that single family development to the north. Our comprehensive plan, which was updated in 2016, state that this property's future land use could be a suburban neighborhood type use, but also does state that significant senior and active adult housing is a need in the city, and such service-oriented housing types are to be looked at as alternative land uses in any existing land use that we have. So this definitely is supported by our this land use is definitely supported by our recently updated comprehensive plan. Again, as I stated, the only variances that the PUD is requesting is in regards to signage, which we addressed, and there are criteria for these types of requests. PUD is considered a special use, and so there are special use criteria that has to be met. There are six standards. The petitioner has provided responses to those standards, which deal with such things as transportation, access to highways, access to utilities, and they request that those responses be entered into the record. Is that correct, George?
Correct.
Okay. The petitioner has met all the requirements for public notification. They have provided green cards for staff, and a copy of the public notice that was placed in the local newspaper is also attached to the packet.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody that would like to speak in favor of the request being made?
Good evening. I'm Linda Wichuk. For those of you that may not know me, I've done economic development for the city of Yorkville for 17 years, and I wanted to speak to you from an economic development standpoint. I wanted to just let you know how important it is for us to provide different healthcare options for our residents, and that there is a definite need in our community, and the proximity of this location to the Rush Capley Health campus is an excellent use, bringing the proximity of this use to the existing facility that we are working diligently also to expand services there, so this helps us in that fashion. This is a very significant project too. The project has $11 or $12 million investments in Yorkville, so I wanted to point that out because that significant investment will create a real estate tax bill that that will eventually be paid when the property is built out, and will help all of the residents of all of the districts, of the nine taxing districts that are on that tax bill, that will help, you know, when we think about economic development, we think about raising the, you know, bringing in taxing that does not affect our schools. Obviously, there will be no effect to our school district, and it'll help reduce the burden of the existing residents, and then also obviously creating jobs. And as you said, this will be creating about 40 jobs, and there's certainly a need, continued need for good jobs in our community. So I just wanted to hit on those topics. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anybody else that would like to speak in favor of the request being heard tonight? Vern?
I think it's a great idea.
You want to come up?
No.
Okay.
There's nothing more you can say about it. It's finally a good idea.
Thank you, Vern.
Yep.
Anybody that would like to come up and speak that's in opposition of the request? Would you please stand up, come up to the podium, sir?
I'm not really in opposition. I just have a couple of questions.
Sure. Okay.
I own the property just north. My name is Bob.
Real quick, sir, just as for the record, please state your name.
Bob Clack, C-L-A-C-K.
Thank you.
And I own the property just north of where they're wanting to put this.
Okay.
And I have just a couple of questions. I see there are two tax numbers assigned to this. Is there another building someplace or another piece of property that I don't know about?
As the property currently exists in that northwest corner, there's a separate parcel. When this property develops, they're going to consolidate both parcels into one lot.
Okay, I see that part apparently is where they're talking about a future right in, right out.
Correct.
That's just on the Cannonball Trail.
Correct.
Now, I got a notice with two plans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one third of the building quite a ways north and south of it. And that would leave a lot of property between me and them, but if that's going to be developed, what kind of property development would be in there? Would it be office or would it be anything in between? Do you know?
Yeah, so there isn't a concrete plan for that currently, and David can point it out here. I'll just show you real quick. So this right here, what we anticipated to be would be like a physical therapy medical office building, but it's kind of up in the air right now. So what it won't be anything that won't be compatible with our building because it would obviously devalue what we're
investing. Have you decided where the cell is going to be?
Yes, moving to answer a couple questions. When we first submitted, there was two concepts. There was a building to this building further to the north, and then another concept where this building was closer to Route 4. Dover Development was deciding that internally, so they didn't want to commit to just one, so we thought we'd move forward with the two. But since then, we have now committed to this plan here, which shows the assisted living closer.
Correct.
It's more or less centered in the middle.
So this is actually future. So
that is all future right now. So again, with the landscaping buffer and landscaping screener with the setback, we can be no closer than 30 feet for a building. This orientation, we would use an access drive in between that, so that would be another 18 to 20 feet wide, which would put this building in this general location. The submitted plan, we have to stick with the general layout. Otherwise, we would have to come back before Yorkville and ask for an amendment again to change the plan. So moving forward, what you see is pretty close to what we get.
Now, you mentioned something earlier, and I probably missed it. This entrance here is going to be an all-access entrance, either way, not a right-in, right-out.
Correct.
Have you thought about maybe traffic trying to cross three lanes of traffic to get to right-hand turn lane?
Yes, so you're basically someone leaving to make a left where there's enough separation from the intersection to cross over two lanes and make essentially go southbound on the Cannonball.
You would actually be crossing three lanes.
Correct. Northbound,
left. You're wanting to go west.
Correct.
So I'm just wondering how safe that
is. The plan right now is the concept layout plan. Engineering would definitely look at when they provide their final engineering plan, the traffic pattern and rotation. But
I
in general,
traffic is not real heavy right now. The only problem is left-hand turn traffic. Trying to get on 34 could be a problem.
Correct.
Okay. But that was my question. Why there were two techs?
And to answer your question with that, there are two tax pin numbers on the property, one from the existing residents that used to be there back in the day.
Okay, that's good.
Yes. And part of this process, it's called a plat consolidation, we're going to take those two and make it one.
Well, that the original one will let you move around?
The original, that will be dissolved.
And then you will redraw.
It will be one old. This overall boundary of 6 acres will be the become the new property.
Okay. Then you eventually just have one tax number.
You got it.
Well, that was my concern. Like you said, there won't be a lot of traffic, I think, coming in and out. I'm just wondering how somebody's going to get across three lanes of traffic to make a right-hand turn on 34.
They can always go north.
And we were just discussing most traffic will probably go north and then go into Kendall Marketplace and then come down. That future drive,
right.
The future drive though could possibly be a full access point. So then that would be another option.
The future drive may not be a right in, right only. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. It may not be a right in and right out only. It could be a full access point.
I'm premature on this. I know this will probably come up at the next meeting, but that trash disposal area, I'm wondering if it could be moved further away from me because I know the trash men are going to be noisy at 4 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning whenever they come up. I'm just wondering if it's feasible to move some of this this way or in the back. I know there's more access, lower access this way and turn around, or than to get to it, than it is on this side. I can see it. So I just wondered, because I know at 6 o'clock in the morning, so I like my garbage, man, it's noisy. But anyway, that was my main concern. I'm not objecting to it. It's much better than a service station. So I guess you have my blessing.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anybody else have any questions?
I just have one. Is there any,
sir?
Anything about...
Come up, sorry. Please. And...
Sure. I guess my only question about it would be going back into that area behind that residential area back there, would there be anything to block out any... What kind of lighting would be coming over and going back into that area too, especially Bob? Is just going to get clobbered with that, and the rest of us, Kyle and Martha, and the rest of us live all back in that area. Is there any light blockage that's going to be put in there? Have they thought anything about that, or is there not going to be a whole lot of light?
As far as site photometrics that you're discussing, we have to develop that first, and okay. Also run that through the city, who reviews that based on their current ordinance and bleed off. We can't bleed off light onto
right.
The northern parcel. And yes, there's going to be a landscaping screening to the north, also the house, and shields that could be put on lights on the downland, direct downland.
Yeah, that was the only thing that I agree.
I'm sorry, can you state your name for the record?
Oh, Paul Crawford.
Paul Crawford, thanks.
And Paul, our standards for review is that at the property line, it has to be 0 foot candlelight, so it drops off at 0.
Okay. Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Any questions? All right. Commissioners, do you have any questions for the petitioner?
I actually had two, but the site photometrics was already discussed. With the 73 units, are these going to be single occupied units, or will you have some double occupied units?
There will be two, maybe three units in the building that will have two bedrooms.
Okay.
But everything else is a one bedroom.
So we're looking at under 80, 85 residents completely?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Given your experience with developing and running these places, do we have any ideas to how many visitors would come to visit 73 people?
Yeah, David, actually, we were talking about this earlier. Every building's different. We found that it really depends on geography in a way, like in our buildings that are more in a more urban environment within St. Louis area, get a lot less visitors than maybe some of the more rural areas that we operate in. But I would say no more than, for this building size, this is the first time we've done a two-story, but we have a building that has the exact same unit counts in a town called Jacksonville, Illinois, which is similar size to Yorkville. And, you know, less than 10 a day, you know, largely because a big portion of the building is memory care, they think a little bit less, and then the assisted living, the age of the population is a little bit lower, so they're, so I would say 10 to 15 to answer your question.
The north berm and the east berm, are there going to be landscaping installed as a noise, sound, and light barriers? Can you describe that to where what's going to go in there, where it's proposed to go?
Sure. So what's called out by ordinance is this transition yard, which is the 30-foot landscaping yard that we're going to. And inside of that, there's requirements for how many trees and shrubs and things like that that will improve this natural landscape buffer.
Can light shields be a requirement?
If the photometric plan comes back that light is that it exceeds or it's getting close to exceeding, we can add deflectors or request deflectors beyond certain light standards.
And then there's one nitpick, you know, on the drawing on the trash enclosure on the northeast corner. It says proposed trash enclosure, when I would think the whole property is proposed. Is that because there's an option not to have a trash enclosure there, or is that just a wording?
It's just a wording that, yeah, proposed. Correct.
And Mr. Clark, a greater point that you are going to have sanitary surface back onto that trash enclosure. But if they're using backup alarms, they shouldn't be using them outside normal working hours in the city anyways. So if it shouldn't be at 6 o'clock in the morning, it would have to be after 7 o'clock a.m.
I have a question on the berm. Is it going to be a land berm, raised berm, or just struts?
It depending on when we move dirt and earthwork, there could be, if we have leftover topsoil and stuff like that, I could see in certain areas there was definitely going to be a berm. In the north and possibly to the east, it may be a foot to 2 foot, you know, berm.
Not a large berm, not a certain height.
We have to watch out for drainage and keeping, you know, drainage from holding, basically staying on the sun. So other things to look out besides just put a berm.
Anyone else? Any other questions? Okay. May I have a motion? Since all of the public testimony has been taken on this, can I get a motion to close the public hearing and taking of the testimony?
So moved. Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Markham?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Gockman?
Yes.
Jerez?
Yes.
Parker?
Yes. All right. Seeing that there is no old business, we'll move into the new business here then, which takes us right back to PZC 2017-01. Dover Development LLC petitioner has filed an application with the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, requesting authorization of an amendment to the existing Cannonball Trails Planned Unit Development and Annexation Agreement. No? Okay. The same thing we just read a little bit earlier. So, awesome. So guys, do you have any further input? You're looking at the standards. What's that?
I think it's great. It's a great position.
I do too.
And I think the way they're laying it out.
Yeah.
It's going to cost the neighbors.
I do
it's
too.
Most of the hospital shopping.
As long as they're being good neighbors and putting consideration for noise and sound and light and everything coming off. They're good neighbors in the construction phase as well.
Well, I think it's going to be a great addition, and I think it's going to benefit the neighbors from 34. Just, you know, once they get the trees up, get the building up, I mean, that should be a nice buffer from the constant noise of, you know, 34. So
certainly better than four commercial units in there with that amount of traffic.
Right.
I can see that as being a problem, so I think this is great. Expanse community.
I say it was supposed to be a buffer of wildlife.
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
yes.
Gas station.
A daycare.
Yeah.
Right. Well, okay.
So do you want to go through each standard?
I think, in my opinion, they're all pretty clear. I don't think that they violate any of these.
I have one question. How long do you think once you get started with the project?
About 12 months.
12 months.
We intend to break ground April 1.
And one question I did have is you said it was 65,000 square feet. Is that flat or 65,000 times the two floors, so 130 overall?
Total. It's about 63,000 actually. So, and it won't be blue. Our architect took some liberties in coloring it turquoise. So we haven't decided on the color yet.
Mr. Mill?
I have a question. Will there be a storm sewer installed on your property?
Yes, there'll be both storm sewer itself and also a storm
and
alarm.
That to grass off towards our property.
Yep. And the ground is very permeable with it being mostly sand. But everything will be taken towards about 34.
Awesome. Okay. Do you want us to go through the...
You can just read them and then just say this.
Okay. So, these are the standards, correct? Okay. Standard, the first standard here is the establishment and maintenance or operation of the special use will not be unreasonably detrimental to or endanger the public health, safety, morals, comfort, or general welfare. Correct? Correct. It will not. Correct. Two, the special use will not be injurious to the use and enjoyment of other property in the immediate vicinity for the purpose already permitted, nor substantially diminish or impair the property values within the neighborhood. Correct. Three, the establishment of the special use will not impede the normal and orderly development and improvement of the surrounding property for the uses permitted in the district. Correct? Four, adequate utilities, access road, drainage, and other necessary facilities have been or are being provided. Correct? Five.
Can I have a few seconds?
Yeah, go ahead.
The existing utilities on site, I know there's something that you can pay back.
Sure, the recapture, that portion is actually relegated to the annexation agreement amendment, which the city council will take up, but I'll give you a little bit of background on it. There was initially a recapture due to the city for extension of utilities along there. That agreement came into play in 1995, and it had a 10 or 15 year lifespan. It has since expired. We are no longer collecting those fees. So we are not going to require the petitioner to pay those fees.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. five, adequate measures have been or will be taken to provide ingress and egress so designed as to minimize traffic congestion in the public streets. Correct? And six, the special use shall, in all other aspects, conform to the applicable regulations in the district in which it is located, except as such regulations may in each instance be modified by the City Council pursuant to the recommendations of the Plan Commission. Planning and Zoning Commission. Yes. True. Okay.
Staff had in our memo listed five conditions for the special use. In general, the first one again has to do with the signage and the timing of that third sign. They are seeking relief for a temporary sign size. In regards to size, staff is supportive of that. The final approval is subject to the city engineer review and approval of the preliminary and final engineering plans. The final plan is subject to city staff review of landscape and photometrics plans, which is the lighting everyone asked about and the landscaping buffer. And then that the building will adhere to the city standards for appearance code, which is the facade, meaning that the front facade has to be at least 50% of a masonry product or precast concrete, and then all other facades abutting the street will be at least have some masonry product or precast. The frontage would be on Cannonball. But the frontage of the building or the facade of the building facing 34 would have to have a portion of it of masonry product. And I believe all of
100%.
100% of the building is going to be a
cement space. Part of the stone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's going to be a very attractive building.
Excellent. Okay. Yep. May I have a motion to approve the findings of fact and the petition of PZC 2017-01?
Second.
Okay.
Need the
motion? Go ahead.
I'll read that for us, Richard. I got it. In consideration of testimony presented during a public hearing on February 8, 2017, and discussions conducted at that meeting, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval to the City Council a request to amend the existing Cannonball Trails planned unit development and proposed final put plan for approximately 6.7 acre property located in the northeast corner of US 34 Veterans Parkway and Cannonball Trail in Yorkfield, Illinois.
Awesome.
Subject to the 5 points the staff recommended.
Okay. Okay. May I have a roll call vote on the motion, please?
Yes. Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Gockman?
Yes.
Horace?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
Parker?
Yes. The motion is approved. Awesome. Okay. Well done. Does anybody have anything else? Staff?
Just the city council action updates from last meeting. We had the proposed text amendments, and those had to do with the definitions for automobile repair, semi-truck, and the like. Those were recommended from the Planning and Zoning Commission to the city council, and they were approved at their January 24th meeting.
Awesome. Fantastic. So if there's nothing else, meeting is adjourned at 7:40.